one GPS watch. Now just $139.98. You'll know exactly how far you are from the green and save a lot too. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
It's time to update your ride. Right now at Harley-Davidson of Wausau, you'll find the best selection of new and pre-owned inventory this year. Harley-Davidson of Wausau invites you to ride the adventure and live the dream with financing available and no money down with approved credit, plus low monthly payments. Contact a Harley-Davidson of Wausau sales associate today. Find details at hdwausau.com. And remember, the Scootin' for DAV ride is this weekend. Get registered today. Harley-Davidson of Wausau. Great riders aren't born, they're made. Learn to ride or ride better the Harley-Davidson way. Whether you've never ridden or you've been riding for years, Harley-Davidson of Wausau's Riding Academy is for you. Experience the course on a new Harley-Davidson street. Pure, dark, custom attitude built for tight turns and fast moves. The next class starts soon, so sign up today. Find all the details at hdwausau.com. Ride the adventure, live the dream with Harley-Davidson of Wausau, County Road XX in Rothschild.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth's off today. He'll be back on Wednesday. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Morning, Tom. Bob.
Hey, Bob, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Can you describe how the Home Run Derby is done?
The Home Run Derby at the All-Star game?
Yes.
You know, I don't really watch the Home Run Derby, but I think they have a number of players from each league, and they each have a certain number of swings in order to hit home runs or make outs. And then the amount of home runs each hit, and then they'll move on to the next round. There'll be players eliminated as they go through, and then it'll come down to two people left, and they'll battle it out.
Well, that's how that works, huh?
I think so, yeah. Oh,
thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Of course, all that stuff's happening tonight. The Home Run Derby at the All-Star game at Target Field in Minneapolis. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, it's Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to listen to your live stream, but all I have is commercials. It just goes on commercials
the whole time.
But my question is for you, Tom. Mm-hmm. The Brewers going into the All-Star break. What's your assessment?
Brewers going into the All-Star break, obviously, I think they probably need to shore up the bullpen a little bit before the trading deadline, but I think the Brewers will be okay. Their starting lineup is still pretty darn good, and if they can get the one starting pitching spot figured out, I don't see why they can't be a contender. I mean, let's face it, at the beginning of the season, if I would have told you the Brewers were going to be at first place at the All-Star break, what would you have said?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you.
You would have been ecstatic. You would have been over the moon happy. And now because they've won a lot of games early and now have gone into a little bit of a slump here, well, let's face it, it was a big slump.
It was a big slump.
Now that they've come back to the pack, everybody is panicking.
Right.
I don't see why they should be any different than they have been. They're going to have every team's going to have slumps like this. The thing is, you got to try to keep them as short as possible. And they need some help in the bullpen, though. I think their middle relievers and setup men have pitched a lot of innings so far. They're going to need some help later on.
They sure had a good game yesterday, I tell you that.
Well, they needed it. They certainly did need that. That's for sure.
Right. Okay.
All right, I'll try to fix that stream. I think I had it on manual here instead of automatic on my computer, and that's why it was doing that. So hopefully we get that rectified. 715-845-2155. You know, when I'm in here running the machinery out of my comfort zone a bit, getting all of the buttons pushed correctly sometimes is problematic, but we'll try to get that taken care of. Seth's going to be off tomorrow, and then he's taking a week of vacation in August as well, as we all will be taking vacation intermittently here through the next month and a half or so. The whole gang probably won't be together for very many days here in the next month and a half with summertime vacations coming up. 715-845-2155, the number to call here if you have a question or a comment, want to start a conversation on some other topic, we can certainly do that. I talked earlier about the situation with corporate America and the strength or almost the stranglehold of the financial sector on corporate America and the marketplace these days. There was a story about the upcoming spending bills that are going to need to be dealt with by Congress. And the thought was, of course, that last year, with all of the deals that were made, that there was not going to be a problem with this year's spending bills. And the suggestion being now is that those hopes are going to be dashed, and we're going to have more of the same and might maybe even another shutdown of government. This story written by Annika McGinnis and David Lauder for Reuters. And it says, this year was supposed to be different for Congress. U.S. lawmakers expected that a promising budget deal reached after a government shutdown last year would herald a new normal for passing annual spending bills, moving Congress away from the crisis-driven approach and resulting economic jitters of recent years. But the spending bills have been derailed in the Senate by election year politics and a war over Republican amendments that range from thwarting curbs on power plant carbon emissions to restoring potatoes to government nutrition assistance programs. With the new fiscal year looming on October 1st, a stopgap funding measure of the type that has kept the federal government afloat in fits and starts for 5 years looks increasingly likely, along with the risk of another government shutdown. Now, Congress starts a five-week recess on August 1st and has about 10 workdays in September before lawmakers will break again for a month of campaigning for the November congressional elections. Senator Richard Shelby, who is the top Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says prospects don't look good at the moment for the 12 spending bills. He says this is an election year and this is tough politics. Nothing has illustrated the sentiment more vividly than the brawl over an amendment fighting new EPA regulations to curb power plant carbon emissions that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell tried to attach to a package of three spending bills. McConnell, who is locked in a heated re-election fight in coal-rich Kentucky, argued that a simple majority for amendment should apply to appropriations bills rather than the 60-vote threshold he has insisted on in the past. As the pro-coal amendment was likely to draw significant support from Democrats also facing re-election battles, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid refused to budge on the 60-vote threshold and pulled the three bills from the floor back in June. The two sides remained deadlocked, and many political science observers are calling this trench warfare, with Reid trying to protect his vulnerable majority from votes that might cost Democrats seats in November. Now, lawmakers had seen a strong chance of properly executing their constitutional spending powers this year because the post-shutdown budget deal had set top-line spending levels for discretionary programs for 2 years, which would eliminate a major source of division. All they had to do was divide up the money. Now some on Capitol Hill are wondering what lawmakers' work will come to this year if the opportunity is squandered. Allocating taxpayer money makes up a significant part of Congress's work. About a third of the House of Representatives' roll call votes this year, 115 out of 378. So it looks like the powers that be that control the purse strings will once again be banging heads and not getting a whole lot accomplished, and you wonder why the president feels the need to bypass Congress for so many of the things he would like to try to get accomplished. 715-845-2155, the number to call. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some news. We'll come back with more. This is Feedback on WSAU.
Holland is hiring at both its Wausau and Appleton, Wisconsin terminals. Appleton and Wausau terminals are looking for local and regional drivers. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age with 1 year or 50,000 miles experience and have hazmat and tanker endorsements. Local drivers are paid overtime after 8 hours daily and home every day. Regional drivers are provided company-paid hotel rooms and are out 5 to 6 days per week. All full-time drivers are provided company-paid health insurance, paid time off, and holiday pay. Apply online for either Wausau or Appleton terminals at www.hollandregional.com/careers. Your direction awaits at hollandregional.com/careers.
Holland is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, minorities, females, persons with disabilities, protected veterans.
News now from AM 550. FM 99.9 WSAU.
Good morning. Under cloudy skies, highs today will only be in the 60s. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Governor Walker and several other Republican governors at the National Governors Association in Nashville are de-emphasizing the gay marriage issue. Some say they believe now it's a foregone conclusion. On Friday, an appeals court agreed to combine same-sex marriage challenges in Wisconsin and Indiana. It's likely that it's the U.S. Supreme Court that will have to ultimately sort out the issue. The Obama administration is also at odds with some state leaders over what to do with those children who've come across the border illegally. Here's Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with more.
Thousands of border children now in detention centers could be released to friends and family members in the U.S., and that has some state governors concerned. Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry told Fox News Sunday it's sending the wrong message.
And the message is, hey, come on up here. Everything is great. They're taking care of us. And that needs to stop.
Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell met with dozens of governors Sunday at the National Governors Association in Nashville, where some expressed concern over costs to their states, including for public education. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
A big fire, a northern wire in Merrill. It was reported around 1:30 this morning. Firefighters say the flames are coming up through the roof. There were no injuries. This is thought to be an electrical fire. Today is the 15-year anniversary of the Big Blue crane collapse at the Miller Park construction site in Milwaukee. It killed three workers. The widows of those three workers received a $57 million jury award. The company that leased the crane, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, was found 97% negligent. The crane's owners, 3%. A sculpture honoring the three iron workers is just outside the home plate entrance to Miller Park. In sports, the Brewers 11-2 winners over the Cardinals yesterday. They're now at the All-Star break, and they're one game in first place. Let's get a preview of what's coming up in a half hour on today's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, too stupid to take your child out of a roasting hot car? Hey, there's an app for that. A Wisconsin epidemic imprisoning black men, and the media is apparently shocked, that Scott Walker's security costs are higher than governor's pass. Well, duh. The Jerry Bader Show after 9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
The Newsline 9 forecast, cloudy today, periods of light rain, high temperatures 60 to 65. For tonight, that rain will come to an end with a low near 50. During the day tomorrow, again, unseasonably cool, 65 to 70 for tomorrow's highs. And tomorrow, again, we'll see a chance of spotty rain showers. That's the latest news, weather, and sports. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
Now is the time to go to your local Kubota dealer and get great financing on a brand new, powerful, feature-loaded Kubota Standard L-Series tractor during our Gear Up and Go sales event. If you're thinking about a rugged tractor with a cab for year-round comfort, then a new Kubota has your name on it. With a smooth-running engine, choice of transmissions, and spaciousness beyond expectation, your Kubota dealer is the place to start. Right now, get your own Kubota L-Series tractor for zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. So for a great deal, think orange at the Kubota Gear Up and Go sales event.
Go to WausauAreaKubotaDealers.com and get something started today.
Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on selected equipment now through September 30th, 2014. Not available for rental national accounts or government customers. 0% APR low rate financing not available with instant rebate offers. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
All right, listen up. Everybody take a knee. I'm Chad Venture, head counselor at Camp Wisconsin, the first camp on Earth that covers a whole state. But you ask, is it fun? Hey, is a 400-pound woodchuck a little chunky? Of course it's fun. According to official estimates, we offer over 11 billion ways to have fun. 11 billion.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Tourism.
Numbers do not lie.
Turn any phone into a smartphone. Text the word NEWS to 39327 and have breaking news alerts sent right to your phone. Text the word WEATHER to 39327 to have a daily forecast sent to your phone. Text the word SEVERE to 39327 to have severe weather alerts sent to your phone. Texting alerts are brought to you by King's Campers, where customers rule. Exit 188 off 3951. Online at kingscampers.com. Standard message and data rates apply. Text STOP to QUIT HELP for more info.
And we're back here on Feedback, 715-845-2155, the number to call if you'd like to join the program this morning. Phone lines are wide open. Republican possible presidential candidates still bickering. Rand Paul says Rick Perry is dead wrong. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, and Texas Governor Rick Perry have been bantering back and forth in the media over the senator's views on foreign policy. Perry called Paul's views on the situation in Iraq disheartening in an op-ed piece published in the Washington Post back on July 11th, saying the senator seems curiously blind to the threat the Islamic State in Iraq is to U.S. national security. Paul fired back, saying Perry's new glasses haven't altered his perception of the world or allowed him to see it any more clearly, and called the governor's op-ed a fictionalized account that mischaracterizes Paul's foreign policy views. I bring this up only because I don't think Rand Paul or Rick Perry will ever be president of the United States, but I bring this up in order to call attention to the story we had earlier this morning that there are surveys out there and polls that have been done that show that Mitt Romney has more popularity with Republican voters than any of the cast of characters we have talked about so far. By big margin, by a big margin. And that includes, I don't take any name that you want, Chris Christie, Scott Walker, Rick Perry, Rand Paul, Bobby Jindal, any of the other names that have been mentioned. Apparently, there are those of the Republican viewpoint that would think that Mitt Romney would be the best possible candidate to run against Hillary Clinton or whoever else is the Democratic nominee, although you've got to think it's going to be Hillary. So if you are a Republican voter, what would you say to that? If someone suggested to you that Mitt Romney would be your nominee in the next presidential election, would you be okay with that? 715-845-2155. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
I'm tired about the babbling about the immigration situation. Neither party wants to deal with it because the Republicans want them here for cheap labor for business and the Democrats want them here for votes. And they both babble and talk a good talk about it, but neither one of them want to do anything. They talk about how they need money and they're going to put $3 billion on it. Area 51 is protected by about two dozen people with motion sensors and ammonia sensors. All we have to do is put the correct equipment down there and we can get the job done, but they don't want to shut the borders down.
Interesting. But, I mean, we're talking about a pretty large area. Area 51 is small potatoes compared to what would be needed to close the southern border.
Well, sure. So you have, you know, a few hundred people. How many people are on the border security right now?
Well, from what I understand, the Border Patrol has more people than they've ever had before, and yet it hasn't even made a dent in what's going on. You're talking
exactly
about huge amounts of money. If you wanted to close the southern border completely and basically militarize the southern border, you're talking huge amounts of money. More money than our economy can probably stand to spend.
Well, what are the illegal immigrants costing the economy?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that argument's out there as well. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's interesting that he brings up a good point about the situation with the cheap labor for businesses. We've had businesses that have, or industry sectors who have come right out and said, we will be in trouble if this labor pool is dried up. So basically, they're admitting that they're breaking the law at this point. What can be done about that? I mean, we've had some high-profile busts of companies. There was a big chicken manufacturer in Colorado that had had ICE come in and do a bust there and round it up. And I don't know what it ever became of that, if they were fined heavily, if there were some other sanctions put in place. But when it's the difference between the cost of doing, you know, the risk of a fine and the risk, the minuscule risk at this point of a fine, because apparently there aren't that many raids going on, and the idea that you can keep your business profitable by using this labor, and using it by choice, I don't know. The argument is that they need these people because no one else will do the jobs. So do they have a choice regarding this. The jobs have to get done one way or the other. Now, the suggestion being, if they didn't have this cheap illegal labor, they would have to pay more, and that may attract people who would be willing to come in and do these jobs if, in fact, they were making a living wage doing them. Let's go back to the phone here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, going back to the last segment, you were flabbergasted at the decisions that CEOs would make in the short term.
I guess I had never heard it put this put so blatantly that they would be able they would be willing to do this.
Well, let me put it this way: we've had one political party that's been making those decisions for a long time, and you can see what it's done to our country.
You believe that most Democratic decisions are made with short-term interests at stake in their mode of thinking?
Absolutely, it is so poll-driven that, you know, for the next election and focus group, absolutely. And I certainly don't believe the decisions they're making. Explain to me how they're beneficial to our country.
Do you think the decisions that Barack Obama has made in his tenure so far are short-term?
Back to Johnson. You want to go back? We can go back even further than that.
I'm not quite sure.
The war on poverty, Tom, how many billions of dollars have we thrown at that? And guess what? We're still there.
Well, you can make the argument that the war on poverty certainly has not worked the way Johnson envisioned it.
All right, let's go to Social Security. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's not a Ponzi scheme.
It's going to collapse,
it's not,
Tom.
You need to investigate the Social Security system a little bit better before you call it a Ponzi scheme, because we had politicians that called it that before, and it's not. It really isn't. 715-845-2155 is the number to call. Let's take a break here. We need to do some business of our own, and we'll come back with more on feedback on WSAU. Haas Builders, whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or you're looking for someone to help you fix your home, new construction or remodeling, Haas Builder Supply is ready to listen in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids.
I wish every business in town cared as much as he does.
Chris Wetrow, Wisconsin homeowner and happy customer of Haas Builders Supply.
J.R. Haas was awesome. He cares about his product. He cares about his customers. He cares about the finished product. He cares whether you're happy or not with what he has supplied you. Bean, my husband, did the work. If he'd run into a snag, he would call and say, this is the point I'm at. This is what happened. Now what do I do? You are always the priority in their conversation. How can we help you? I didn't have place to store all these windows. He brought exactly what we needed when we needed them. We need the next shipment. We made a phone call. After having done this project, people will say, who helped you? Where did you get that? Haas Lumber. He cares.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're looking for someone to help you fix up your home, new construction or remodeling, Haas Builders Supply is ready to listen in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. For hours and directions, visit Haas, that's H-A-A-S, buildersupply.com.
The federal government has released an estimate of overpayments, and it's an astounding figure. The feds paid out at least $100 billion last year to people who were not supposed to get it. Congressional investigators think the amount may even be higher. The regime says that the $100 billion in overpayments is a sign that they're doing their job better than before. Because, see, it was worse in 2010 when over $120 billion in overpayments were handed out. So they're patting themselves on the back. The deputy director of the White House Budget Office, Beth Colbert, released this statement. Quote, we have strengthened accountability and transparency, saving the American people money while improving the fiscal responsibility of federal programs. We are pleased with this progress, but know that we have much more work to do in this area. Close quote. $100 billion out the door, flushed down the drain, and this official says the regime is pleased with the progress. See, she's in Washington. She doesn't understand that most Americans would be outraged if we got cheated out of $100, much less $100 billion. Now, what are the big money sleeves? Improper Social Security disability payments, overpaid unemployment benefits, erroneous Medicaid payments. Now, one of the biggest, the earned income tax credit, where $15 billion flows to people who do not qualify. That's almost a quarter of all recipients. Yet, year after year, it goes on because those who could change it don't want to change it, particularly in an election year.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
It's the one-week to deal summer clearance event on now at Brickner's of Wausau. All Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams are clearance priced. Jeep, an American icon that won wars to set you free, has some of the best deals ever. Lease a new Jeep Compass or Patriot for only $199 a month. The all-new Jeep Cherokee Sport has 0% financing to 36 months plus $1,000 bonus cash. Ram 1500, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year back-to-back, and here are the reasons why. Up to 28 miles per gallon, delivering 240 horsepower and a whopping 420 foot-pounds of torque. Introducing the only light-duty diesel with the best fuel economy of any full-size truck in the industry. 0% financing to 75 months and up to $2,500 cash back on select Ram 1500s during the one-week-to-deal sales event on now at Brickner's of Wausau. Chrysler Town & Country, America's best-selling minivan, has 0% financing to 75 months and up to $3,500 cash back. No payments for 90 days. One-week-to-deal is on now until July 19th at Brickner's of Wausau. 1,000 cash or trade equity, low-mileage lease to well-qualified individuals.
Does your organization distribute information about employment opportunities or refer job seekers to employers? If so, send us the name of your organization, a contact name, full address, phone number, fax number, and or email address, and we'll keep you informed on employment opportunities within our company. Send this information to Midwest Communications Incorporated, Director of Human Resources, 904 Grand Avenue, Wausau, 54403, or fax it to 715-842-7061. Again, if your organization wants to receive information about job opportunities within our company, let us know today. Make the click. Get the job. Go to WSAU.com now for local employment opportunities. The local economy is growing and growing fast. Local companies need people just like you to keep business booming. It doesn't matter what your background or experience level, you'll find a job that fits your skills and talents at WSAU.com. Get a better job, start a new career, live a better life. Make the click, get the job. Check out the latest local employment opportunities now at WSAU.com.
What were those college softball players thinking, carrying their opponent around the bases after she was injured hitting the winning home run?
If you did the right thing, then you did win.
Sportsmanship.
Way to go, girl!
Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Productivity is critical to the success of your business. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Charter Business Internet. Charter Business just doubled their business internet speeds from 30 to 60 megabits per second without increasing their price. That's over eight times faster than Frontier 7 Meg DSL, and Charter Business Internet is still just $55 per month when you bundle. Now, that kind of value is unheard of. With Charter Business 60 Meg Internet, your business can download bigger files and support more employees and devices than you ever could with slow DSL from the phone company. Time is money, so start saving both with the fastest business internet for the price. Call Charter Business today, 855-FAST-001, and get 60 meg internet for just $55 a month when you bundle. That's 855-FAST-001, 855-237-8001. Call now. And we're back here on Feedback, WSAU. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. We have just a few minutes remaining, but you still have time to get through. I'm surprised. Haven't heard from any Republican voters yet on their view about that survey, the poll numbers of how Mitt Romney well ahead. And obviously, there are some of the possible presidential contenders for the Republicans in 2 years that are not known well enough to register on some of these polls, but the idea that Mitt Romney could be 20 points ahead of most of the rest of the field of Republican possible candidates, kind of shocking. And I got to believe that has to give pause to some of these pretenders to the nomination who are thinking about running for president. that the idea that Republican voters at this point in time would be more willing to get behind the guy who lost the last election than a new face for a chance to gain control of the White House 2 years hence. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here this morning. If you would like to get on the program, we talked earlier about this, the situation with the with corporate America taking such a short-term view of everything these days, and how many believe that that is going to hurt the economy in the long run. Just the idea that basing decisions on short-term gain, especially when you are financially tied to that short-term gain, obviously not sustainable, is it? I mean, I'm not an economist, but it just doesn't seem to make any sense to me at all. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Sharon.
Sharon, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, you wanted to know why so many people want Romney in there. It's because he's been doing a hell of a lot better job than the arschluck we have in there right now.
No.
He's a horse's patootie, Obama is.
All right. That's enough from you. Okay. 715-845-2155. You could argue that in some form or fashion, Mitt Romney's policies, and if he would have been able to get his policies passed, might have worked better short term than some of what the president. And that was the point I was trying to make with the caller earlier who suggested that Democratic policies, and he wanted to go all the way back to Johnson. But I've heard before that, you know, that this president, the current president, bases all of his decisions on short-term ramifications and keeping more voters in the Democratic Party and this and that and the next thing. The idea that you would make unpopular decisions in order to for short-term gain just doesn't seem to me to make any sense either. That some of the decisions, President Obama could have had a much easier presidency if he would have stayed away from some of the issues he chose to take on. And you can make the argument, and I've seen this argument made in different places, that true leadership is to take on areas that you believe need fixing or need change, and to do it, and not to go with the flow, not to take the easy way out, take the path of least resistance, because certainly we have had presidents that have done that in the past. And have just taken the checks from the donors and gone on with the way things are always done. This president decided that it was time to shake things up and do things differently. Now, you can argue that some of the things that he's doing differently haven't worked completely, but take a longer-term view. And I know that's anathema to many of you who believe that a longer-term view of this president's policies are going to be a detriment to this country, but I would say once again, and we're running out of time here for today, well, we can talk about this more tomorrow, that the idea that the president of the United States of either party is working against the best interests of the United States of America, to me, is just nonsense. And with that, I will leave you this morning, and we will talk more tomorrow on Feedback, and we hope you join us again tomorrow for the program and for the Central Wisconsin Morning News as well. We've got the news coming up. Jerry Bader on the way as well, and then Rush Limbaugh at 11 this morning as well, here on WSAU.
Swipe, tap, relax. That's all it takes to operate Hunter Douglas Motorized Window Fashions. And now through September 15th, you can enjoy valuable rebates on select motorized styles from Hunter Douglas during the Fashion in Motion Savings event at Accent Window Fashions in Wausau. Let Accent Window Fashions show you how convenient it is to operate select Hunter Douglas products with a remote control, wireless wall switch, or Apple mobile device. It's easy to program your Hunter Douglas shades to raise and lower at different times, creating just the right amount of light and privacy for the way you live. Accent Window Fashions can also install anything you buy, and all of their work and products are guaranteed. Upgrading your window treatments has never been easier or more affordable. Receive big savings on Hunter Douglas Window Fashions during the Fashion in Motion Savings event, going on now through September 15th. Visit Accent Window Fashions today, located on 17th Avenue Wausau, across from Marathon Park, on Facebook and Pinterest, and accentwindowfashions.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings.